Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our discussion that we have each and every Thursday with Graham and Sean Stone of Metroland to find out what's happening in area stages and screens. It's always a highlight, and we look forward to finding out what's going on. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. He joins us, and he's here in the studio this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing just as good as you can possibly be. Now, let us just realize, can I make that sound less sincere? Okay, no. Let me ask you a question, because you have seen two of the big summer blockbuster movies.
Yes.
And we talked about Jurassic Park last week, which continues to be the big blockbuster movie.
Yes, everyone likes to see dinosaurs.
Absolutely. So now you saw the new Pixar movie.
Yes.
What'd you think?
It's colorful. It's very sophisticated. The way they conceptualize childhood by having they personify emotions in this girl's head. You know, and they're really on the nose casting in a good way.
Okay.
You know, it's like, who's anger? Well, Lewis Black.
How could you?
Who's disgust? Well, Mindy Kaling. You know, and who's joy? Amy Poehler on steroids. And who's sadness? Phyllis.
Diller?
No. No, from The Office. She's wonderful. Yes. Well, anyway, and Bill Hader is fear.
Yes.
I kind of got bored with it in the middle, you know. It felt like I was trapped in a gumball machine. All of her memories are personified by little orbs. There's a character of her imaginary friend, the girl's imaginary friend, running around voiced by Richard Kind, who is wonderful. I am hesitant to say anything bad about it, because when I have, people look at me like I've killed their puppy. So... I
don't know if that's true, is it?
Sort of, yes.
Phyllis Smith,
yes. She's wonderful.
Okay, so, but yeah, I could see where it would maybe, you know, a little too much at some point.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, happy grim. You know, it's like, oh, you know, we're gonna get through this. The end of childhood and the beginning of your crushingly depressing teenage years. Yay. It's very well done. People love it. I'll shut up.
Okay.
I loved Spy, though. Spy was great.
That's the Melissa McCarthy.
Yep. Jude Law.
Jude Law.
Rose Byrne. Jason Statham. They are all hilarious.
Yeah.
And her last big sort of action comedy was The Heat, which was also Paul Feig. And that one was a mess. It felt, I mean, it was fun and I enjoyed it, but it felt improvised. This one is really tight. Everything pays off. The plot is really good. It's a very good, it's a spoof of the spy genre from the inside out, and it's really well done. And there's lots of character development and really good, sort of surreal comedy at times. Like, who knew that the CIA was, you know, overrun with mice and bats, for example.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know,
that sounds great. I enjoy her work. And I think when she has the right vehicle, it can be very,
yeah,
fun and exciting.
Yeah, and this is it. And Rose Byrne has a hilarious sort of pseudo Eastern European accent and says terrible things to Melissa McCarthy. That's just funny.
Money in the bank.
Yep.
All right. That's The Heat. Let's go with what's happening in the world here.
All sorts of things. There's a new exhibit opening at the Arkell Museum in Canada, Johari. It's called Surrounded: Sampling Birchfield's Wallpaper. It's the artist Charles Birchfield. He's well known for his watercolor landscapes, but apparently in the 20s, he designed wallpaper for this company, and he was so popular that they actually, you know, signed his name to it like it was a painting. And so they're going to have wallpaper samples and all sorts of stuff. And that opens Friday. And then as the intro music, I believe.
Yes.
Chris Boddy will be at the Egg on Friday night. Really nice, smooth, enjoyable jazz.
Very entertaining.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Saturday at Cafe Lena, it's Melora Krieger and Luis Mojica. She's from Rasputina, and he's a singer-pianist. And then we have Ryder Cooley and the Dust Bowl Fairies. This will be sort of an ethereal kind of folk rock bassy experience.
What it'll be? God. Ethereal?
Yes, yes, okay. It'll be ethereal.
Nice.
And then Saturday night at the Madison Theater in Albany, It's Project D, Classified. This is a local indie sci-fi movie about, you know, spaceships crashing and astronauts turning into monsters and aliens trying to take over Earth. And I saw some stills from it. It looks pretty entertaining.
Right here in Albany?
Right here. They did it right here in Albany. It's a
very
local
nice
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And also Saturday night, it's pretty much the best comedy show at the Underground at Proctor's with Kevin McCaffrey, who's an ex-Letterman writer. Apparently, he was an intern, and one night, just before Dave walked on stage, he put a big X through the top 10 list saying, get me another one, like in like the next 5 minutes. And that's how he ended up writing for the show, because he came up with two of them.
That's a great story.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Kevin McCaffrey, Underground at Proctor's on Saturday night.
And then Saturday and Sunday, the big deal this weekend, it's Fire Office Saratoga Jazz Festival at SPAC. It's a 2-day thing. Saturday, Sunday starts at noon, goes into the evening. Saturday, Cassandra Wilson, Christian McBride's big band. Sunday, Erica Badu, Sheila E., all sorts of people. There's the amphitheater stage. There's a gazebo stage. Go out in the sun and enjoy yourself.
It is the big jazz festival, Fryhofer's Jazz Festival, on Saturday and Sunday.
Both days. Also Saturday and Sunday, Bard Summerscape is here.
Cool.
Down at Bard College. Pam Tenowitz Dance with live music from the Flux Quartet. That's Saturday night and Sunday afternoon in the Fisher Center. And then we just have a raft of new movies opening this weekend.
A raft.
Yes. Put them on the raft and send them away. Ted 2, because people can't get enough of a dirty, filthy-mouthed teddy bear.
You know,
I liked Ted, like, 85%. And then the 15% made me hate myself for liking the rest of the movie. That's sort of the Seth MacFarlane thing. It's like you laugh and you laugh and you laugh, and then he does something that makes you hate yourself for laughing.
I don't think I like him.
That's fair. A lot of people don't.
Very kind of smarmy, sort of arrogant. I don't pompous. I don't know.
That's in there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so I see on the press of this movie, they show a clip and I see the teddy bear, the foul mouthed teddy bear.
Yes.
And Marky Mark there.
Wahlberg. Yes.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Then they're sitting on the sofa and I think it's hilarious. And I think, well, that is great. That
right.
is really good. Why aren't they promoting this movie instead?
Right.
Instead of Seth MacFarlane. And then I went and I saw the first one and I thought, well, I don't know how much of this more I would want.
Yeah. I'm not sure where they're going to go in this one.
But now that I see the previews, I'm all excited. Because it does look kind of funny. Anyway.
And then you have the big Sundance winner this year, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yes.
Which is about teenagers. Looks interesting and sad. Max, which is about a German Shepherd serving in the military who comes home with PTSD. Sort of a wrenching family film, I suppose.
Yeah, sounds wrenching.
A Little Chaos with Alan Rickman as Louis XIV and Kate Winslet as his landscape gardener. Escobar Paradise Lost with Benicio del Toro as the drug kingpin. Magic Mike XXL, which opens Tuesday. Now, I was talking to Sarah LaDuke before I came in here. Did you see Magic Mike?
Yes.
Okay. At the end of the movie, he realizes that stripping is both a dead end socially and financially. So he's stripping again? We've just negated the first movie. Okay. And then we have Cartoon Schwarzenegger in Terminator Genesis, because he's made to look like he's 40 again or 35 or something.
He's had work done?
He had computer work done, yes.
Well, this all sounds great.
Yes. Yay, team. Go Hollywood.
Metroland.net for more information. Sean Stone is the arts editor. Sean, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.